It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good.
I'm a little confused, but there's nothing new about that. Okay, today at 1 o'clock, so scoot, the Avid Readers Book Club takes place at the Springdale Public Library. I've promised myself forever that I will do a book club, and maybe this is it.
Mm-hmm.
The book this month is The Imperfectionist by Tom Rockman. And a heads up for tomorrow.
I like that title. I could be called an imperfectionist.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
If you guys believe that, I've got a lot in a swamp I want to sell you for.
I have a wife that believes that.
Maybe she gets a different perspective. Heads up for tomorrow.
Yes.
Wednesday is the Sandwiched In program with John Cross at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. It's called Eureka Springs, the City That Wouldn't Die. I'd take blankets and a sleeping bag.
Well, here's my question about that, because Sandwich Inn is usually supposed to last an hour.
And you know John
Have you ever
Cross.
Talked to John Cross about Eureka Springs?
Uh-huh. Wait, who is this? I'm sorry.
He is the, is it CEO now? It's chairman of the board of the Bank of Eureka Springs, which is now something else.
Right.
Uh-huh. Founder of the Museum of the Bank of Eureka Springs downtown.
And fifth generation Eureka?
At least.
Something, yes.
Oh, so he knows lots.
Yes.
And the biggest advocate of Eureka Springs that has ever walked the streets of that town. That's why I said you should take a sleeping bag, because if you get him started, I can't believe they'll be out of there in an hour.
Okay.
He
but
won't.
He's fascinating.
Yes, he is.
Have a good time with that.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.